Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby tests his lungs. My daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knees. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the tab, and daddy can't sign, and it can't be seen. The family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, baby, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change, it's a brand new day.
A new world.
In flux, and it's on the way. We just marched 1,000,000+ the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's head. She knows the sleeping giant is no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry, go ahead and cry, 'cause Jesus wept, but hope and faith be kept. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order, a brand new day. A change of mind
The die has been cast, and there's no need to fear. 'Cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep. Tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry. The times dictate a plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you're misunderstood, but hold on to your man, 'cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
day. A change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind.
Beware of the lies and false prophecy. We are many with the eyes, but don't all really see. You must be merciful, my friend, to obtain the same. So if you break the chain, don't pass the blame. We should say unto all, and I'll say it again, it's not just to win. Shake a hand, make a friend. We who are pure at heart somehow might see there's still light in the world. Come rejoice with me. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a
change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order, a brand new day. A change of mind for the human race.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Yes. No, it's a brand new day.
Check 1 2, check 1 2. The Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com.
Well, like I was saying, man, this whole economic thing is a motherfucking dog and pony show. It's an intentional collapse of the whole financial motherfucking system, man. Basically, in a nutshell, what it all comes down to, they deliberately fucking up the economy. It's deliberately fucking up the currency globally, worldwide, so we can all get on the same sheet of music. So that we can all have one currency, you know what I mean? They're trying to centralize, or should I say localize, the wealth of the world into the hands of a few so that they will have the power to implement the one world currency, you know what I mean? And of course, it's going to be paper money for a little bit, and then they're going to try and phase it into nothing but electronic credits and debits and shit. So that they'll basically know everything that you do, know your every move, know all your habits. I mean, basically, it's just the big brother thing coming to fruition, dog. That's all it is, man. Shit. So, you know, I'm sitting on this motherfucking couch looking at this shit. You know, looking at the Wall Street, looking at the banks collapsing, how one bank, one bigger bank could gobble up two small banks, all that kind of shit. Once again, the centralization of the wealth of the world in the hands of a few. And this is deliberate. This is not no accident shit. And this should basically, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at political pundits and journalists all on the TV talking about how come the government didn't see it coming, or how come the corporations didn't see it coming, and it's real easy to fix. Why don't we just do this, and why don't we just do that? Well, number one, they don't want to fix it. And number two, they did see it coming, you know what I mean? And this has been their plan from day one, man, to basically bring the whole world together under one power structure, you know, globalism, one worldism, and basically that's going to start with the currency, that's going to start with the economy. America's economy must be fucked up, and the currency must be fucked up in order to make this shit work, you know what I mean? I told myself after 9/11 I wasn't even going to kick this kind of shit no more, man, because niggas don't give a fuck. But I'm just sitting, you know, it's hard to just sit back and just watch the shit without speaking on it, man, because personally, I don't really give a fuck, man. I'm to the point where, you know, it is what it is, whatever, whatever. I mean, I'm watching the election, and I'm watching these bullshit-ass debates, and I'm like, not like no super genius when it comes to politics and shit, and I've never really been that interested in it until recently, until a black man and a woman actually got into the mix. That was interesting shit, you know what I mean? So I'm watching it, and I'm watching these debates, and I'm like, man, these goddamn, I'm looking at Sarah Palin, and this broad, every time she was asked a question during the vice presidential debate, the bitch wouldn't answer no fucking question. She just ramble on about whatever the fuck she wanted to ramble on about. You know what I mean? I'm like, what kind of fucking debate is this? Where you can just speak on whatever the fuck you want to speak on and not address a goddamn question and shit. You know what I mean? So, in that retrospect, if I did believe that the Democrats and Republicans weren't on the same team, which they are, you know, I'd be like, man, this shit's got to be rigged. It's got to be fixed because, I mean, no one's ever saying shit that is true. No one's saying shit that's right and exact. They basically say what the fuck they want to say. The goddamn whole debate shit, there ain't no debating. These motherfuckers just say what, like, they'll say, well, could you give us your take on the economy? And then this broad will be like, well, I want to talk about goddamn crocheting, nigga. You know what I mean? Just, damn, bitch, if this is a debate. But it's just not her, man. I was watching that McCain-Obama debate. That shit was laughable, man. What kind of fucking bullshit ass debate is this? Same shit over and over again. We kept coming back to the taxes and shit. One motherfucker say he gonna lower them. Another motherfucker say he ain't gonna lower them. He actually gonna make them high and shit. And I mean, who can you trust? We just going off they word. You know what I mean? We don't know. It's just bullshit, man. The debate was just bullshit. It was just some third grade shit, man. I'm like, I actually turned away from the motherfucker, man. I couldn't watch it no more. I'm like, they insult my goddamn intelligence, man. You know, I just can't deal with it. Oh my god, man. It was funny watching that debate too, watching McCain walk around that motherfucker, and then watching Obama just eye this nigga, man. Obama was looking at the motherfucker like there was a smirk on his face, like,
how to beat your old ass, you know what I'm saying? That's what Obama was looking like, man. I'm like, damn. Yeah, man. So, I mean, that's just my take on it, man. You know, for what it's worth, take it or leave it, the whole economy thing, it's not by accident. They knew this shit was coming, and they engineered it. And the $700 billion bailout, that's like putting a Band-Aid on a nigga that just got his head chopped off with a buzzsaw, man. It don't mean shit. Just another way to bleed you out of your taxes and to basically bleed all the wealth out of America and send it other places where it don't need to be, man, you know. But like I said, in the interest of globalism, this has got to happen. America must be brought down to her knees so that she will assimilate into the global collective, bruh. You know what I mean? It's simple shit, man. It's fucking New World Order 101. Basic shit. Shit I've been reading up on since the 80s, man. And like I said, man, it is the localization or centralization of all the wealth in the world in the hands of a few so that they can control everything and everybody, man. That's all it is. Shit, you know, you got the euro dollar, then you're gonna have Canada, United States, and Mexico. They're gonna have one currency pretty soon. It's all gonna be merged. It's all gonna, just in the interest of mankind, in the interest of prosperity, we all must come together as one and have one currency and one economy. And ah, this shit's getting fun, man. It's getting interesting like a motherfucker, man. So that's the Fat Mac spill on that, man. You heard it here first. This shit ain't gonna get better. It's gonna get worse. I mean, just wait till you see shit like no food in the grocery stores. Wait till that shit start dropping. Y'all motherfuckers is gonna have a fit. You know what I mean? Wait till the goddamn gas dry up. And wait till, I mean, the American people, period, man, will do anything, right, just to keep their luxuries, man. You know what I mean? They'll follow any motherfucker with a plan as long as they goddamn their Xbox still working, their microwave still cooking their food, and they just got their bottled waters and shit. You take any of that shit away, man, motherfuckers are free. You know what I mean? And that's what's going down now, man. Pretty soon, I mean, we so spoiled. I mean, bearing witness to that shit, my power went out for 7 days, nigga, after that Hurricane Ike shit. And I about went fucking crazy, man. I was like, God damn, ain't no electricity, ain't no TV, ain't no computer. God damn, what am I going to do? Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus, shit, man. So, that's what the deal is, man. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all hold on tight, man. It's about to get real interesting, man. It's the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL coming at y'all once again, man. We're going to take a little commercial break, man. I'm going to give a shout out to my nigga, the Knowledge Gangster. Shit, he hit me to this Lupe Fiasco joint right here, man. It's called Dumb It Down. It's a real appropriate song for today. And, you know, usually, I mean, I don't want to say I dumb shit down for motherfuckers, man, because, I mean, I really don't spit a lot of shit of relevance anymore. I keep shit mundane. I keep shit on level where motherfuckers want to fuck with it. And I want to fuck with it like that, too, man. I don't think I'm capable of getting too deep anymore, man. I got brain rot, man. I used to be on the forefront of all that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding shit. But, hey, man, shit. I mean, been there, done that, man. So I'm retrogressing, man. I'm going backwards in time, man. You know, I'm not evolving. I'm de-evolving as a human being, man. Shit. Was that a George W. Bush moment? Did I just make up a word? De-evolving. Devolving. Oh well, once again, man, check out this Lupe Fiasco shit, man. The Fat Mac baby, I'll be back.
Carrera,
dumb it down.
Coolest nigga, what?
Dumb it down.
FNF, oh,
dumb it down.
I'm fearless, now hear this, I'm earless, and I'm peerless, that means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it, I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer so I don't come near, like a chicken or a deer, But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you steer, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly cause my blindness. The windshield is menstrual, the whole grill is roadkill, so trilling, so sincere. Yeah, I'm both them there, to both pills when the bloke in the trench coat and the lokes in the cheer had approached him here. Hey. Made it clear as a ghost, so a biter of the dotes in the mirror. The writer of the quotes for the ghost, who supplier of the notes to the living. Rivets in his rosette, pockets full of posies, given to the mother of the deceased. Awaken that ball till I'm resting in peace.
You going over niggas' heads, Lou. They telling me that they don't feel you. We ain't graduate from school, nigga. Them big words ain't cool, nigga. Yeah, I heard me and vicious, nigga. Make a song for the bitches, nigga. We don't care about the weather, nigga. You'll sell more records if you.
And I'm mouthless, which means I'm soundless. Now as far as the hearing, I found it. It was as far as the distance from an earring to the ground is. But the door knockers on the ear of a stewardess in a leer. She fine and she flying, I feel I'm flying by. Cause my mind's on cloud nine and in the mind at the same time. Pimp see the wings on an underground king, who's also Klingon to infinity and beyond. Something really stinks, but I spinks like Leon. Or lying in the desert, a flying on Pegasus, you flying on a pheasant. Writer of the white powder, picker of the fire flower, spit hot fire like Dylan on Chappelle's skit. Yeah, smell it on my unicorn. Hey. Don't snort the white horse, but toot my own horn.
Hey. Sleep. You've been shedding too much light, Lou. You're making them wanna do right, Lou. They're getting self-esteem, Lou. These girls are trying to be queens, Lou. They're trying to graduate from school, Lou. They're starting to think that smart is cool, Lou. They're trying to get about the hood, Lou. I'll tell you what you should do.
And I'm brainless, which means I'm headless, like Ichabod Crane is. Or foreplay less sexist, which makes me sameless, with no neck left to hang a chain with, which makes me neckless, less like a necklace theft. And I ain't use my headrest yet. They said they need proof like a vest less chest. About the best fair FF jet in the nest, who exudes confidence and excess depth. Even Scuba Steve will find it hard to breathe around these leaves. My snorkel is a tuba, looter, ruler around these seas. West side Poseidon, west side beside him. Chest high and rising, almost touching the knees of stewardess and the pilot. Lucky they make you fly with personal floating devices. Tricks falling out of my sleeves. David Blaine, make it rain. You make a boat, I make a plane. Then I pull the plug and I make it drain.
Hey.
Until I feel like flowing and filling it up again.
Hey.
West side.
You're putting me to sleep, nigga. That's why you ain't popping in the streets, nigga. You ain't winning no awards, nigga. Robots and skateboards, nigga. GQ Man of the Year, G. Shit ain't rocking over here, B. Won't you talk about your cars, nigga? And what the fuck is Go Yard, nigga? Make it rain for the chicks. Pour champagne on a bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you?
How can I get on a song with you? Look, B, here's my man, my two-way. What's right here? Take this.
Hey.
That right there. Fuck my boy's talking about, nigga.
Hey,
nigga, you hot to me. I like you.
G, they told me I should come down, cousin, but I flatly refuse.
I ain't dumb, dude.
This whole election is fucking getting on my last nerve, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is it me or is like McCain deliberately trying to lose the motherfucking election and shit, man? This falls perfectly into what I've always told you cats, man. This shit is rigged from top to motherfucking bottom. I mean, how he gonna go to Alaska, get some broad he don't even know? You know what I mean? And her repertoire, her whole motherfucking, just her resume is just not vice prayers material. You feel what I'm saying? It's just, all right, man, I understand it. You, quote unquote, was supposedly trying to wrangle in the Hillary Clinton votes and shit, but, man, come on, man. You could have did a little better job than, what the fuck's her name? Sarah Palin, man. That broad's a nut job. She cute as fuck, though. I like to bone that bitch, for real. Mm-mm-mm. Soccer mom, hockey mom. If I hear that, I mean, there's a couple catchphrases that I'm just really sick of hearing coming out this broad's mouth. You know what I mean? And McCain's mouth and shit. But if this bitch say hockey mom and Maverick one more time, man, it's...
my fucking brain is gonna explode and it's gonna ooze out my fucking ears, man. I mean, she loves to say that shit. She always trying to connect with motherfuckers. Which I'm a hockey mom, and all the hockey moms all around the country. And McCain is a maverick, and I'm a maverick too. We're mavericks. Yes, we. I mean, every fucking sense, man. They throwing out the maverick shit. She throwing out the hockey mom bullshit, man. You ain't fooling nobody, man, with that bullshit. Stop it. Shit is getting on my last nerve. It's irritating me to high heaven, man. Like I said, I mean, yeah, he's deliberately trying to lose the goddamn election, man. I told y'all motherfuckers that shit. And then my nigga Obama, man, he gonna help usher in a new socialist age, man. That's right, socialism at its highest motherfucking degree, dog, for real. A whole bunch of Marxist type influences, man, you know. I've been reading up on my nigga, man, and I mean, it's, boy, it's Big Brother like a motherfucker, man, shit. And, I mean, this is just a springboard, man, this whole economic collapse bullshit. And with the economic collapse, with the government buying up all the mortgages and the properties and all that kind of shit, I mean, that just goes into the New World Order agenda, man. The government wants to control all the land and all the property. Property or land is power, you know what I mean? They want to be able to redistribute that land as they see fit, you know what I mean? So, I mean, nobody can say a motherfucking thing, man, if they don't own no property, if they don't own land and shit. So that's the basis of your power, man, you know what I mean? You got to control the money, the currency, the economy, and the land. And this Freddie Mac, Ellie Mae, whatever the fuck that dumb shit is, man, that shit, that's just a springboard to try and get the government to just absorb as much property as they can so they can redistribute it as they see fit. You know, land is wealth. Yeah, it's all kind of shit that I read up on back in the day that's coming true, man, you know. So I just sit back and watch the shit. Shit's fucked up. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. Especially since we going through a transformation from an industrial age to a more technological age, and industries that were once the mainstay of the American economy, like the steel and auto industries and just factories in general, are going bye-bye and they're going overseas. And America is supposed to be thrust headlong into a new technological age where we deal more so with technology and shit. So it's gonna get worse before it get better, man. You know, you got all that industry leaving the country, you know, people gonna be starving, people gonna need to eat, man. And we just don't really have the tech jobs to fulfill all that industry shit, you know. So it's gonna be interesting to see how all this shit go down. Once again, you're hearing it from the Fat Mac, baby, that homeboy Barack Obama will get in office. He will help usher in a new socialist age, right? You know, that we have with this new economic collapse where we're going to go to the one world currency, and then pretty soon we're going to go to a cashless society. The whole world, as you can see, the whole world is in economic collapse and upheaval due to what the hell's going on over here in America. And the side note to that is the government is buying up all the mortgages and all the properties and all that kind of shit. And dog, I mean, it's perfect. It's a perfect plan. Yeah, perfect. So, I mean, yeah, Governor Palin, fucking whatever that other dude named McCain, you know, it's just a dog and pony show. He was put out there to make it seem like, you know, we had a Republican and Democratic Party going to war and shit. But it was all a ruse, man. You know, he was sent out there just to be the lapdog. He's sent out there just to make it seem real. You know, this shit ain't real, man. He's trying to thoroughly fuck this up. He's trying to lose the election, man. They want Obama in office. They want him there. He's there to do something, man. You know, just got to wait and see what it is, man. So, well, goddamn, that's the Fat Mac, man. That's me. I'm out. I really ain't got shit else to say, man. But I would just like to end on a note. Please, man, goddamn, don't say hockey mom.
Don't say Maverick again. I'm a Maverick. I've gone against everyone in my party.
Tail until that tight vent seal off this spell. Them say expect no mercy. Fool, you should be my least worries. Got a deal with W2-1099s on mark. Black helicopter swoop down and try to put missiles in mines.
Who's that kicking in my window?
Nobody now.
Who's that kicking in my window?
Nobody now.
Me and my family moved in our apartment complex. A gate with the serial code was put up next. They claim that this community is so drug free, but it don't look that way to me, cause I can see the young bloods hanging out at the store. 24/7 drunk is looking for a hit of the blow. It's powerful. Oh, you know what else they trying to do? Make a curfew, especially for me and you. The traces of the new world order. Time is getting shorter. If we don't get prepared, people, it's gonna be a soda. My mind won't allow me to not be curious. My folk don't understand, so they don't take it serious. But every now and then, I wonder if the gate was put up to keep crime out or keep our ass in.
Who's there peeking in my window?
Nobody.
Nobody. Who's there peeking in my window?
Nobody.
Listen up, little nigga, I'm talking to you about what your little ass need to be going through. I fall a victim too, and I know I shouldn't smoke so much, but I do. With the crew every day, on the average about 4 or 5. I'm lucky to be alive and surprised. I won't realize the call after I lost my best friend Bean. I recognize as a king. Who am I to tell you to stop smoking? Now you open to disease and cold, and ain't 16 years old. This shit has got to stop. Let's take a walk through detox. I won't out of this hole. I'm in the cell under attack. Look up, folks, stay in the hood. Got an eye on every move I make. Open your face to info. You ain't know, cause it's kept low. Ha, the new world plan. Reach the planet without the black
so
man.
So what's your aim? Try to separate me from the blood. It's disrespect like coming in my home and not wiping your feet on the rug. The citron that salute has got me bucking no hand with no phone. Look out for the man with the mask and the white pony on my back of beer. Staying off my toes, I was on my heels, the same plane. Soldiers coming in the dark, my plane to report the new system by rain. Skin with your computer chip. Run your hand over the scanner to buy your dish now. No more fishing for your fish. No fish. It's the days of the old days. Past ways gone. Mind blown. Perception. My name on your selection. But I call the cunt.
Who's there peeking in my window?
Nobody.
Who's there peeking in my window?
Nobody.
Who's there peeking in my window?
Sail there, O'Keefe.